Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and you know that. You know how I feel about you guys. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation. I almost said confusion. I'll tell you what. When it comes to Congress, there's a lot. There's enough confusion going around, to fill a decade's worth of books. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat rooms, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. All right, so look, some of you caught the story earlier today that almost 500,000, which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, not a lot, 500,000 people have left Twitter, and they've headed it over to Parler. Parler.com. Now, again, we're revamping some of our stuff, and for some of you who don't know, we're already on Parler.com, okay? And the reason we're on there, we went there a long time ago when Twitter took 40,000 away from us. That's right. We had over 60,000 followers on Twitter at one time. And then overnight, or actually within a 48-hour period, we lost the majority of them. And we were told it was because, you know, they were dead or phony accounts or and funny thing about it was one of the accounts they erased was a backup account I had. Yes, I had a backup account for this particular reason. I mean, if they pulled it all the way out, then I had a fighting chance, right? Anyhow, so you're seeing people run from Twitter and Facebook and other places because, as you saw the other night, and if you didn't get it, where I had the Facebook insider talk, he was recording from inside the cafeterias and such, where he was talking to other, you know, what are they called, content coordinators. And, you know, almost every person he spoke with says, I see a MAGA hat, see a red shirt, see a white print, see a pro-Trump post, bang, gone. We know that to be true. They're not trying to be fair in any way, shape, manner, or form. So anyway, with that being said, soon, and I mean soon, the only thing you'll see with us on Facebook is just a notice that we went over to so-and-so. And I'm doing that because it is impossible to make this work. I'm not even pushing Facebook or any of those because I'm not going to build it up again to get it whacked out from underneath us. So if you've missed it, if you're a follower of mine, if you're a conservative, if you're on the right, and you're staying with Facebook because you're going to teach them a lesson, right? Come on, think this through. You're going to teach them a lesson. You're going to keep fighting till you win. That's like jumping out of a plane without a parachute and saying, I'm going to show gravity. We've allowed them to get that strong. The only way you take on a company like that and win, because I don't think you'll see any legislation quickly. And anything the president puts out, they're going to fight quickly. You hurt them in the wallet. That's how you hurt them. You take money away from them. Look at the left does a great job at it. We don't. Right? Ben and Jerry's is going to stop advertising. That's a lot of money. That's hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Until they remove some of the Trump stuff. And you see that over and over and over and over and over again. But do you guys ever stop? I mean, you can call it a boycott if you want, a boycott, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line with it is, if you don't actually act on it, it's useless. It's just words. It's just like being a Facebook warrior. So, you know, Parler.com, we're on there. The other one I got, no, the other one we're involved with is Spreely, which is also growing rapidly, which is short for Speakeasy. We're on that one as well. And they're making some changes there. It's going to turn into, you'll be able to do live feeds there as well. It'll be very similar to Facebook, only they will not squelch your speech. You just got to understand that don't get complacent. A lot of you guys that listen to me, I can tell you there's times where I get so irritated where I'll go look at the Facebook feed to see if anybody's having trouble I can help out with. And somebody will say, well, he's not here, so I'm just going to go somewhere else. No. If you're truly a right-wing, go find us. And yes, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's Todd Starnes. Maybe it's you know, somebody else along those lines. Right? I mean, seriously. Do that and go find him somewhere else. We do our video, for those of you who would like to see it. We do the video on our website, therealside.com. You can't take it away from our website. That's ours. We have a chat room there, so you can talk with other like-minded people. And don't worry about the trolls, because they come in, and usually our people get them out pretty quick. But the only way you're going to do it, you got to support us individually. And I'm look at in donation, in watching, because the way we get sponsors, the way any of your people get sponsors, if they have to have eyes, they have to show that they have listeners, that they have people watching, they have people listening, they have people interacting. You know, it's funny how some people get it when it comes to Tucker Carlson and things like that, and Hannity, where his advertisers are getting attacked, right? But some of you listen to smaller guys like myself, and you don't understand, we are more dependent on donations and sponsors. And that's just a quick lesson, but here's the deal. Head over to Parler.com. You know, friend us, follow us there. And Spreely's another one. I know there's a bunch of them, but I'm telling you, there's absolutely no walls put up on Spreely. Show me to your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back with a surprise in a minute. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a
10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Some of you know we're part of the Salem family in Florida and in Tampa especially. Our hearts go out to, you know, there's a lot going on across the country. But when it comes close to, you know, some of the stations, some of the people are calling and send emails in about what's going on. So our prayers are with you. But you know what? Stand up to them. Push back. Don't be afraid of them. This is all about bullying. This is all about them overshadowing you to try to get you to back away, to back off. Don't do it. because it's exactly what they're trying to get you to do. Anyway, let me get my next guest on. I haven't had him on in a while, and I got to tell you something. I always have a good time when he's on the show with me. Bishop Aubrey Shines joins me. He's the founder of the Glory to Glory Ministries and a prominent leader in the African-American community. He announced this past week the launch of a conservative clergy of color. First off, I don't know how you got these guys together to announce anything. Bishop, thanks so much for what you do.
Always a pleasure being with you, and looking forward to doing a great work across the nation.
Yeah. Well, and we do. You know, my last hour, again, I had another brother in Christ on, and it's turned on to God night, and I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, I've always said the same thing. If Christians would come together, if they would stop playing around, if they would stop talking about the differences we have, and they would come together on Bible principles, we would finally be a force to reckon with now, wouldn't we?
Oh, my God. I mean, I say these things all the time because of the various circles that I'm in. And, Joe, one thing that your listeners, I think, I hope that they would enjoy understanding, you know, I am really fortunate. 20-plus different ethnic groups I see every single week, period. That's the group that I'm really fortunate to shepherd. But we have a common theme outside of the obvious, and that is what we believe in as it relates to our ethos, the orthodoxy of Scripture, etc. One of the things that I often remind the believers that I influence, and by the way, even on our live stream, we've reached like 80-some thousand plus individuals that are out there, I'm forever just screaming to the top of my voice saying, listen, we're not called to be silent. There is nowhere, anywhere in 66 separate books that have been canonized, you cannot, we don't even have the option, by the way, to be docile or passive. We are called, according to Christ, to occupy until he comes. It's a military term. It means that until I give you the next order, get your feet marching, keep them going, and then you'll see the direction I want to lead you into.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up. I talk about this on a regular basis, okay? And I even have my Christian friends will send me an email and go, gee, why are you always talking about war? Why are you always talking about the fight? Why? Because God told me to put on the full armor. Take up my helmet, my shield, my sword, and to your point, occupy. Didn't tell me to sit on the couch in my little boy slippers and, you know, fluffy pajamas with a nice cup of hot tea and wait till he does something. We're supposed to be out there doing something. We're supposed to be involved. If you want to stop these elementary schools from teaching your kids on how to have you know, pleasure themselves and have sex with members of the same gender in character form, then you've got to get up and fight and push back. Otherwise, you lose. Right?
I studied in school, Joe, what's called patristic theology. First 5 centuries of Christendom. And if one were to, and it may be boring to some people I happen to love because I love the genesis of everything. And when I look at it, you think of this. Every civilization, and I'm speaking Judeo-Christian civilization here, every civilization that was quiet were conquered. I want to make sure you get that. Every civilization, Christian I'm speaking, that was quiet was actually conquered. When we don't speak up, and I'll echo the words that Jesus used, and often we miss that, where he says, here's what you are called, salt and light. When he gets to the salt part, which is no more than a preservative of that which is flesh, which we are symbolically to do, preserve the generation that we're in. Hear the words of Christ. He says, if you lose your definition, I'm quoting, he says, you're good for nothing other than to be thrown out, and I'll even throw in some 16th century language here, to be trodden under the feet of men. In other words, don't do what you're called to do, and people are going to walk all over you. I don't know how we miss that.
Well,
but that is evident. Clear, in my opinion.
Okay, with all due respect to your profession, one of the things that we were talking about in the last hour was how I call them Sunday go-to-meeting Christians. I'm not going to judge their relationship with Christ, but, you know, they show up on Sunday, they enjoy the worship service, and then they listen to the man behind the podium. They're not listening to the Word of God. They're not listening to the truth and the reality of what the Word says and then taking that home and studying it further. They're listening to that man that's speaking to them. I think that's part of our problem. We don't know what's real and what's not.
Here's the conundrum, in my opinion.
Okay.
That man should be echoing what the word is saying. The problem is where that tandem is not juxtaposing one another. So if I get up and in the name of a profession don't live out that profession in what I'm speaking, then as one of my old professors used to say, I'm using what's called deductive logic, which simply is a rock is hard, a bone is hard, therefore a rock is a bone. Well, that's absurdity. Well, if a leader, he speaks the truth of the things we're talking about, then those people are going to imitate, and I quote Paul here, they're going to imitate then what they're hearing. But if that individual, whoever he is, if he's only making them feel good, giving them some pretty good pointers, and boy, didn't we have a great time today, and the music was fantastic, but it doesn't equip you, it doesn't arm you, it doesn't stir something in you to say, wait a minute, I have a responsibility, and my responsibility is not just to kind of enjoy this thing, but I got to get out here in the trenches. Moms, dads, you got to get involved with the PTA meetings. You got to know the school board. You got to know what they're teaching. And if you don't like it, how about praying? If you're not the one, get on that board. Run that board. Change the curriculum.
Amen.
To not do it, in the words of my deceased father, he would often say, you have no right to complain about anything, son, in life when you have the power to change it.
You know, it's we got to go for a break here in a second. And I ran for school board three or four times. I actually got in the fourth time. I ran three times. And I had our own people come against me because religion and politics should be separate. Because,
wow,
you know, we can't pull those things together. And we're talking about, you know, little kids that we've been put in charge of. We've been talking about children that we've been put in charge of, and somehow we're not supposed to get involved or engaged. And I want to talk about that, like I said, on the other side of the break, because you have pastors that are teaching that. They teach you to stay away from the government stuff because there is, in their mind, somehow, I don't know where they're finding it, a separation of church and state. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Bucina, your host. Don't go far. Bishop Shines joins me after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court ruled that migrants placed in fast-track deportation proceedings cannot appeal negative decisions in federal court, finding that speedy removals don't violate due process or constitutional protections against unlawful detention. In the 7-2 decision authored by Justice Samuel Alito, the court said asylum seekers whom the government seeks to summarily deport are not entitled to seek habeas corpus. The opinion from Alito, a conservative jurist appointed by President George W. Bush, said a 1996 immigration law that authorized those speedy deportations for border crossers is constitutional. Alito was joined by the rest of the High Court's conservatives in ruling for the administration, as well as liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer. In a statement, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf called the ruling a victory for law and order and the American public. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being involved with each other. That's how you get to, first of all, that's how you get to know each other. Secondly, that's how you get to see how each other thinks, how you approach different issues and problems and opportunities, and learn from it. You'd be surprised. Anyway, the who I have on me now is Bishop Aubrey Shines. He's the founder of Glory to Glory Ministries and a prominent leader in the African-American community. And he announced earlier the launch of a conservative clergy of color, which is a new coalition of voices dedicated to changing the American debate on race. And God bless you. Thank you for doing that. And how did you find clergy of color, or actually conservative clergy, to actually step up and be part of this?
Well, I tell you, honestly, we've been doing these things, not necessarily the group that I formed. Your audience would be shocked to hear this, perhaps. There are thousands, literally thousands, of clergy of color that are out there. And, Joel, I can tell you and your radio audience, honestly, not only have we been out there and we've been doing these things, the problem is the mainstream media suppress what we do. They won't invite us on various shows. And once they do, and I've been on several major mainstream media shows, but because I don't fit their narrative, because I won't say what they desire me to say, because I won't go along with the identity politic thing, and even though it helps their ratings, by the way, they would rather squash it. Case in point, think about Soledad O'Brien, CNN, black young lady, beautiful, smart, intelligent young girl, their young lady there. She's recently come out, even though she's worked for CNN for years, and said that she was told by upper management, you can't bring on certain type of black people. So she's only given voice to what we already knew. And so very few outlets in the mainstream media, they can't afford to bring me on. This is why they bring on others that they can control, those that seem to be lockstep in key with whatever it is that they're trying to say and or project. But to bring a voice who believes in America, who won't allow you to just reference me as a person based on my ethnicity, I'm God's guy first, then I am a faithful American patriot, a constitutional guy. They hate language like that because, remember, what they do with that narrative is they usually attribute that to white rule men, and they try to paint them all as racist. But when they see my tan color, it kind of confuses them. Therefore, we're uninvited. And we decided, let's put this coalition together. We've already had success. People like myself, you know this, Joe, I was the only clergy in the United States of America that was in Hillary Clinton's book that she listed by name as one of the reasons she did not get into the White House. Why? Because I developed videos to show all Americans, black and white alike, here's the history of a party, and if you keep voting for it, this is what they stand for, this is what they've always stood for. I exposed it. It concerned her. I was in her book. Now, do you really think the Don Lemons are in the Comos and the Tappers are really going to bring me on with that type of resume behind my name? Don't think about it. It won't happen.
You know, I was just talking to somebody last night about this. The most coveted award that you can get in the Democrat Party as a female is what? It's the Margaret Sanger Award.
Yeah.
Okay, the award where the woman was an outspoken racist whose only goal was to eradicate the dregs of society, also known as the African American community, and somehow, in the mind of these quote unquote moral Democrats, this is a wonderful thing to be. This is a wonderful thing to ascribe to. How did we sell this? How did they sell this to Christian Democrats?
Ignorance. I love the words of several of the apostles when they often echo this language. I would not have you to be ignorant. I think we miss that portion somewhere in Scripture. And again, when I even develop videos, when I would go on shows talking about this, and I have to admit this honestly, one thing the libs have done very, very well, they have crafted a narrative that very few have been able to really penetrate. And what I find, Joe, honestly, when we produce the type of work we produce and other men of color hear this, and these are educated guys, by the way. I'm not talking about guys that have not matriculated in someone's university somewhere. The majority of the guys that I know, these guys are very strong academically, but somewhere they miss the history, somewhere that history was polluted, and when they see our work and they hear about the Margaret Sangers and they hear about the Democratic Party and it was the party of slavery and they opposed every amendment that pertained to the 13th, 14th, 15th amendments that really, really began to shape the culture. They didn't know that Jim Crow laws were actually deemed to hurt blacks, but they assumed it was the GOP party. When we expose it, they're shocked. And I mean, again, these are educated guys that are shocked. Why? Simple. They're not hearing it in the classrooms because the classrooms are inundated with liberals, and those that know it won't teach it because it doesn't fit their narrative. By the time you get into high school and then matriculate into college, you're totally inundated at that point. This is why the conservative guys, clergy of color, this is why we're doing what we're doing, to expose it and to shine a light on it. And I promise you, I don't care how big the giant is, just a few of us, we can take these stones and we can take that Goliath down. It's not very difficult. We just need that Goliath to get on the field. We'll take him out of his misery.
No, we need to come together. You know, I tell my Christian friends, I said, remember what the Bible says is in Acts, right? They were all in one accord in one place, and look at the power they had. We have something called denominations, okay? It's like it's like money, I tell people. Think about it. You have denominations because it separates you. You have pastors that believe different things or teaching the flock different things or what have you. And when it comes especially to government, they always say, and for my Christian friends that are listening now, I know you're cringing, some of you guys, right? If God created government, gave it to us as a gift, should we not take care of the gift that he gave us? Right?
That's powerful. That's very, very powerful. I mean, because God, how simple is that? I mean, you're right. Any Christian that's listening, just read the book of Romans and you'll see where this government comes from. Mm-hmm. Paul was very, very clear on all of this. He said, look, all the powers that you guys are seeing. He said, by the way, it was orchestrated by God. Well, guess what we're called to do? We're called to protect it, to guard the heart of it, to make sure that what comes out of the mouth of government the issues of life are protected by us. And so when we neglect that, what we do is then we give it to race baiters like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. We give it over to movements like the Black Lives Matter, who, by the way, are Marxists, and they hate everything that Christianity stands for. We give it over to groups that are utilizing it to actually silence the voice of the people that gave them to it in the first place.
But Bishop,
we got to wake up, Joe.
The BLM's got a point, okay? I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movies or not. But, you know, Christianity is a white religion. Haven't you seen the 6'2" Jesus with the white milky skin and the long blonde hair and the blue eyes with the British accent? I mean, come on, we all know that.
Well, you know, what's interesting. I just did an op-ed that went national in the last 24 hours, actually, against that ridiculous. And I asked this question, and it's simple. Every time you travel outside of the country, what you'll see is various groups always depict Christ within the origin of who they are. Now, you and I understand this. The race was never an issue with Jesus because there was no racism in Scripture. And I hate when people say that. It's just not true. Racism didn't exist until, as we know it in America, until the 16th century by a doctor in France who wanted to begin to quantify people by their ethnic groups. There was certainly tribalism and culturalism that was there, but those things are always going to exist. And I often, as I did in the op-ed, I said, listen, the purpose for Christ has nothing to do with color, period. It was, Jews understand this, and Christians should understand it, it was a sacrifice for one purpose, to reconcile broken man back to a faithful God. If color was the issue, then we're all in trouble here. So when I hear this narrative, hey, tear down these things, they're oppressive, well, they don't say that about Islam. And we know, I know, because I've studied and I've taught the Quran as it relates to what's called comparative religion. And I can tell you, I know for a fact, and you can find it in the surah, Muhammad himself was a slave trader. Do we get rid of him? Do we get rid of the Islamic people? I mean, do you see how crazy this stuff is? It's never about an image. It's about what it stands for. This is why none of us have an actual depiction of Christ. It's not about his color. It's about his purpose.
Bingo. All right. Well, we got more to talk about, a lot more to talk about the other side of the break. Hey, during the break, you guys go look up Exodus 18:21 and tell me that government is not ordained by God. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, get involved. Get engaged in the conversation, okay? Two things you can do for me. Head up to the website. If you want an email, I only send one out a week. I don't inundate you daily or every other day. Send me an email. You have a place you can sign up for the email blast that lets you know who's coming on, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of stuff. Or if you're not interested in that, then sign up for the text alerts. And those are really simple. Simply text TRS for the Real Side. TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Hey, I'm happy to be joined by Bishop Aubrey Shines. He's the founder of Glory to Glory Ministries and a prominent leader in the African American community. He announced earlier the launch of a conservative clergy of color, a new coalition of voices dedicated to changing the American debate on race. And we need to take this on. Christians and others and leaders in their communities all across the country, you need to take this on. We do not be bullied, do not be browbeat by these groups. Know what the truth is and keep putting the truth out there. Bishop, thanks for being with me and thanks for doing this.
Love doing it. Joe, I really do, and I can't imagine a life where black and white and brown and yellow don't come together in the name of our country, our God, and really defend it. I often say this, show me a dad. If someone were to break in his home, or a mom, Show me that someone were to break in their home. If they're a decent mom or decent dad, they wouldn't do everything in their power to make sure that their kids were not okay. Well, you and I, we have been given that same commission in the book of Genesis. This earth is ours. He gave it to us to manage. He says, occupy. He says, I'm going to give you dominion, to have domain like a king over it. Let's not abdicate our throne. Let's take this thing really serious. Let's engage, and let's take back our culture. And if we do it, I just really believe it would be the real heartbeat of God, Joe. I just believe that.
I agree with you. I tell people all the time, as much as they want to beat on Christians, if you would, about being intolerant, I say, you're out of your mind. We are very tolerant. Look, we may not be as accepting as you think we should, because we're not called to accept sin. We have to tolerate it. God tolerates it. You know, one of the things I tell my Christian friends all the time, we have free will to sin or not sin, to love or to hate, to beat somebody or hug somebody. God doesn't show up out of nowhere and keep you from striking somebody. This is why we have to get involved. We have to get engaged with these things. And that fallacy, because we started to talk about it in the last segment, where you have pastors from different churches, different denominations, some of them teaching you shouldn't be involved in politics. I told you guys during the break to go look something up, but for a reason. Because in Exodus it says that we're supposed to select, now this is Joe's Reader's Digest version, okay? We should select from all the people able men, such as love and revere God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them over us to rule. So think about something. Our founding fathers knew what God's word said, because they said, look, you guys pick the people to rule over you, okay, so that you can live in peace. And
yeah, that's good.
Right?
That's good. No, really, I mean, I hope to God that your listeners really took that to heart, because when Jethro, the father-in-law to Moses, gave him that instruction, it was to rule the house. It was to rule the nation. And again, that instruction hasn't changed. We see it in the New Testament. So, Joe, when I hear leaders, especially spiritual leaders, saying, look, we're not called to engage, we're not called to war, we're not called, where would we have been in a nation if the Quaker church during the time of slavery didn't engage, didn't select men to represent us in our Senate, in our House of Representatives, to change the narrative? What would have happened if the Martin Luther Kings would have just stayed in the Ebenezer Baptist churches of Georgia, never came out? We wouldn't be where we are. And I often say these type of things. Even our nation would not have been formed had not the clergy, after preaching on a Sunday morning, would then take up arms to say, you know what? We're starting a new nation, this state we're going to be united in, and we're going to have religious freedom here. We're not going to be taxed by a government, and the government is not going to tell us to do. My God, where would we have been if these Christians would have not engaged? So when I hear the false narrative from pastors saying, oh, no, we're not called to do it, one, there's no Bible for that, two, just take a look at history, people. Had we not engaged, we wouldn't be here right now. You know, Joe, we can do better, and we must do better. And this is why, this is not flattery. I thank God for shows like yours, because you're bold enough just to say what guys like me are saying anyway, and others are saying. So I just beg you and your audience, please don't never become tired and weary that you're so beat up that you can't do it. Yeah, you can. I mean, when you don't have the strength to do it, just do it anyway, because somebody's paying attention, somebody's listening, and I guarantee you, you're helping a lot of people.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and it's true. I mean, some of the emails we've got for some people where we've turned them onto something they didn't know before, or a resource they can go to learn about something differently. You know, we'll hit the book of Revelations real quick here, and it's been going on for quite some time, where right is now, what used to be right is now wrong, and what's wrong is now right. You know, you're killing babies after they're born. I mean, think about where we're going with everything. And you have pastors of churches that are going out and blessing Planned Parenthoods. I mean, my God, Jesus, he's got to have a bucket in front of his face, so he's crying so hard into it. This is not what he left us, is it?
No, it's not. And when I hear that type of heretical behavior, I just often think of the apostles, where they said, you know, in the latter days, there would be an apostasy, an apostate, that would be in the church, i.e., they'll say they're churchmen. Oh, they'll call themselves churches. But the apostle says, no, no, actually, kind of look at what they're doing, measure it by what we've already done. And if they're not mimicking or building upon what we've already laid as a foundation, the apostle says, then it's actually not part of us. So I can call myself Joe a car, stand in your driveway and pretend that I'm one. But just because I say it doesn't make that it's true at all. So when I hear so-called leaders doing it, some say, oh, you can't judge. Well, actually, we are called to make those judgments. We're mandated to do it. And this is why our group, and I'm not just saying this to say it, your people go out and look at conservativeclergyofcolor.org. They'll find a body of work, black and white alike. We're across this nation doing TV. I've done tons of TV and radio just in the last few days, all around this country, outside of the country. Why? Because we believe that God has a purpose, and we'll never see it happen unless we engage in that purpose. That's what we're about. That's what our organization, Joe, is all about.
Yeah, we're not called to be silent. I always find it interesting that a lot of these Christian pastors and even brothers and sisters will say, you know, we're not supposed to, we're supposed to live peaceably with all men. I said, yeah, read the context of the whole scripture, okay? Stop with the bits and pieces, all right? You know, it's funny, money is the root of all evil, right? That's what you hear all the time.
It sure is.
Right. They leave out so much of it, but yet, what? They flock to the feet of the entertainers and the millionaires, the Bill Gateses of the world, and yet a clergyman who has any money at all is demonic for some reason.
It's amazing. I love the scripture. You just quote it. And if people really read it, it actually says, and I quote Paul, he says, if it is possible, denoting it may not be possible. Anytime we have a conjunction that says, if it's possible, live peaceably with all men, it means that it may come a point, and let's not forget the words of Jesus, and I quote him, he says, if the world hates me, it's going to hate you too.
We can't
escape what he said. I wish I could. I wish I could not have to deal with some of the threats and the things against my life and having to hire extra security because we may be boycotted or someone may come in and do something to congregants. But by the way, I live in Florida and we are strong Second Amendment people down here. So we don't worry about a whole lot of that. But the reality of it is, sometimes it's not possible. And yes, sometimes people are going to hate us for what we stand for, not because we're seeking it, simply because we're standing for what we believe God would have us to stand for. And mm-hmm. Jesus reminds us we're going to be hated as a result of it.
You know, I love when my Christian brothers and sisters will say to me, God, doesn't it bother you that they hate you so much? I said, no, actually, I kind of wear it as a badge because I know I'm not doing anything wrong, and Jesus told me this was going to happen. So why? I'm not surprised. Bishop, tell people how they can help you, how they can get involved, how they can help you, what you've got going on.
I would just love for your people to pray for me. Just pray for me, Amen. For God's sake. And then help us financially if you can. Go out to conservativeclergy.org. You'll find everything about me right there, the groups that we're involved in, the TV, the videos, everything that we're doing. And by the way, we're doing it for one reason, not to buy a house. My car is like literally 200,000 miles on it. It's not about those things for us. It's really about just reuniting America. And we really desire to see America the way we really believe God really intended. So help us, one, by praying and then going out to conservativeclergy.org. You'll see a body of work that we do on a daily basis. And I think if you just engage us, we can make this thing happen, Joe.
I agree. We have got to come together. We've got to work together. And guys, get involved. Go out. I'll put their information up on the website. Bishop, thanks for joining me. Always appreciate the time with you.
Thanks again, Joe.
All right. Hey, don't go far, people. Next hour, I've got a smorgasbord of crazy stories to go over with you. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.